Today marks the second day of the partial government shutdown that began Monday night when Congress failed to pass a budget. At the heart of the debate over funding federal operations is the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, which Congress passed and the president signed into law in 2010. Since then, it's become a symbolic battleground for Democrats and Republicans. From all the fighting on the Hill, you might get the impression that Obamacare will be tied up in red tape forever. But in California, it's just a click away. Yesterday, the state unveiled its new insurance options called Covered California. These marketplaces, known as exchanges, are a new way for people who are uninsured to purchase health insurance plans that meet the new law's requirements. Consumers who log on should find standardized, easy-to-compare health plans, plus information about the federal subsidies to help pay for them. About half the states are using a federally run exchange. California is the largest of the 17 states that chose to set up their own systems. The Golden State also has the country's highest number of uninsured people, more than 7 million. In the Bay Area alone, over 500,000 people are uninsured. One family in San Francisco was among the first online to buy health insurance. KALW's Daniel Moore brings you that story.
All right. That's where we're going. Here we are, Covered California, your destination for affordable, quality health care, including Medi-Cal. Start here. All right, here we go.
That's Jennifer Alexander. She's behind her laptop waiting to apply online for health insurance through Covered California.
Taking a little while to load. I'm guessing that it's getting a lot of hits today.
I'm in her living room just hours after the website for Covered California went live. Jennifer's 16-month-old daughter, Lucia, is napping in the back of the apartment.
And we're waiting. Well, let's see, it's loading.
This is the narrow window of time that she's carved out to shop for insurance for her family. Jennifer and I are both staring at her computer screen. And we're waiting and waiting.
Ah, here we go. All right. Loaded correctly this time. I'm sure there are thousands and thousands of other people out there doing exactly what I'm doing right now.
We've had huge interest. We've had literally as many as 10,000 hits a second. Not a minute, not an hour, a second.
Peter Lee, director of Covered California, spoke with me after a press conference yesterday.
Californians are hungry for coverage they can depend on, they can rely on, to give them peace of mind. But I want to remind everyone, they don't all need to enroll today. They have 3 months to get enrolled to have coverage that'll start January 1.
But a lot of people don't want to take any chances. People like Jennifer Alexander. Jennifer and I are still staring at the Covered California website and watching as the pictures load slowly.
I guess there are a lot of people in my shoes out there.
Jennifer is self-employed and purchases her health insurance and her daughter's privately through Blue Shield.
I've spent most of my career working as a freelancer, so I've been on the individual insurance market for, you know, about 18 years now, and the offerings that have been available for somebody who does the work that I do have been very poor.
Her frustrations have included high deductibles and poor coverage for routine procedures.
This past January, I noticed that I had a mole that had enlarged, and I knew I wanted to go see the doctor to have it checked.
Do you remember how much you paid?
At least around $500 or $600 out of the $1,700 that the lab and the hospital billed for just looking at a small mole.
Her health care plan is actually ending on December 31st because of the Affordable Care Act. To remain insured, she'll need to purchase health insurance through Covered California.
How many people are in your household? I can answer that. There are three. Age of head of household. Do they mean me or my husband? I'm not sure.
The Affordable Care Act is supposed to help out people like Jennifer's husband, Kiko Omond. He's a 44-year-old software engineer who doesn't have any coverage at all.
I have a pre-existing condition. I used to have high cholesterol, but I, changed my diet and started exercising. And now I have normal cholesterol, but I still cannot get insured. Every time I tried to sign up for an individual plan, I got turned down by five different insurers because of this pre-existing condition.
Under the Affordable Care Act, insurers cannot deny coverage or charge higher rates because of pre-existing health conditions. But Kiko must get insurance by March 31st, or he'll face a financial penalty.
Okay, income per year. I guess I have to pick something out to put in here right now. I guess I'll go with this year. And so I'm going to say we're probably going to fall in this category about right now. I'm going to say $70,000 or so.
Jennifer has a lot of questions, and often she just guesses at the best answer. Eventually, she finishes typing in her demographics and starts to answer questions about how much health care her family uses. Then she gets to
preview plans. Let's do that. And they're going to help me compare insurance health plans. So they're going to estimate our costs.
In most places around the Bay Area, for example, there are about five different plan companies. And then within that, there'll be multiple policies as well available.
That's Betsy Imholtz, Director of Special Projects for the Consumers Union, which lobbied for the Affordable Care Act.
So, you know, it's good for people to go in with a provider in mind if they have a specific doctor or other provider they want to stay with or have a particular drug that they need. Have that all sort of in front of you and then go explore and see what's available in your area and how much it might cost.
Yeah. Okay, find your doctor. Yes, I do have a doctor that I prefer. Okay. I just typed in my doctor's name, but it didn't find the record, so I'm going to have to go back and try and type her name in differently. Okay. No matching records found. Well, I know she's a doctor. That's funny. Uh-oh. I think she might have woken up.
We're waiting for another page to load.
Still waiting.
Her baby's cries get louder.
I'm going to go. I think that's her back there.
The website's still loading, so we go to check on her daughter. A few minutes later, we're back with Lucia.
Oh, look, we spent all that time away, and it's still loading.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's going to load.
I don't think it's going to load either.
That was a good 5 minutes that we've been waiting for it to load.
I know. I think I'm going to wait for a couple days until, you know, the traffic has died down a little bit and then revisit.
The enrollment part of the Covered California website was suspended last night to make improvements, so Jennifer has to wait another day. She has time before her health insurance runs out December 31st, but for her and millions of other Californians, the clock is ticking. In San Francisco, I'm Daniel Moore for Cross Currents.
You can find California's new health exchange online at coveredca.com. It's not Covered California, it's coveredca.com. And if you need help, you can reach a navigator at 800-300-1506. But be aware that it could take a while. This is what we heard when we called.
Your expected wait time is greater than 30 minutes. Please continue to hold, and your call will be answered by the next available agent.
Did you try to use Covered California yesterday? How did it go for you? You can let us know by calling 415-264-7106. Just leave us a message at 415-264-7106. You can always get through to us.
Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received.